with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. It's Friday, dude.
Good morning, 7:35. Brock with Hunter. Welcome to it.
What's up?
All right, we got to get going here. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Specialite is growing, and they want to grow with you. You want to be a part of the Specialite team? Hit them up and join that amazing team that is really taking over Southwest Michigan. Check them out, Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. Your topic for today, okay, a burglar breaks into your home, all right? Cat burglar. But they only want the stuff on top of your fridge. What are they getting from the heist?
Boy.
And I think it's safe to say that in every home in America, nay, every home in the world, the fridge eventually becomes the designated storage spot for stuff you don't know what to do with.
Absolutely. Right? It's like a junk drawer.
Yeah.
And you know, but on top of your fridge.
Exactly. Sometimes Kiki gets mad at me because I'll put like, it's here. We got an extra case of soda. Put it up on top of the fridge. We got some. Put it up there. So for us, it does just be kind of like a catch-all. And I'm like, no one's looking at the top of the fridge. It's high enough. Who cares? Put it up there. So for me, if a burglar were to break in my house and steal the stuff off the top of the fridge, it would be the crock pot, which really breaks my heart. I would hate to see that.
It'd be devastating, man.
That sucks. A 5-pound bag of potatoes. That's up there right now. And some cookbooks. That's all we got up there right now. It's actually
Sounds like the top of your fridge is pretty organized.
Fairly organized. Fairly. It's good
Mine's
right
not.
Now, though. No?
Mine's not. I got D batteries for some reason. Like I'm trying to power an old stereo for some reason.
Who has D batteries anymore?
I know. What do you need D batteries for anymore? What else do I have up there? I have one of those socket wrenches that has the universal fit, so you can you can unscrew like any bolt.
Trying to
figure out how to explain it, but yeah, I got one of those. My dad gave me one of those. He's like, here you go. Try this out if you need it at the house. I have a couple wrenches up there. I think a couple half smoked cigs.
Boy, this guy's making out on this, man. He's doing well.
And straight up, some peeps from Easter of 1985, I think.
You always have those. Those are now more of a decoration piece at this point. That's all they are. That's all they are there. So I think the burglar is going to do better at my house. I think he's gonna have a better haul at mine.
It's because nobody likes peeps.
No, that's the only thing he's going to take. Like, yes, peeps, yes. They don't make these anymore. This is great.
Hey, you know what? Take them. Take them. Go ahead.
We got some great answers on Facebook. Jason said the top half of one and the bottom half of a different non-matching brand blender.
Yeah, nothing that matches. You just throw it on top of the fridge.
Just throw them out. Jason, just throw them out.
See, you know what the advantage of the fridge is? For taller people, you can see up there. But most of people can't.
Yeah.
So it's like you put it up there and nobody can really know what's up there. Nobody sees it. You know?
At our house, we have the fridge so the little nook where the fridge goes, that goes right to the back. But then we also have our little pantry cabinet, but that doesn't go all the way back. Oh, dude, you want a place where things go to die? If you put stuff on top of that little pantry thing and it slides back, I've had to retrieve so many loaves of bread.
That's gone.
It's gone. Most times, forget it. It'll just...
See, the thing is, that pantry above the fridge is impossible to get to. Even if you have a step stool, me being 6'3", I still gotta get another step ladder to get up there. Once you put something in that pantry above the fridge, it's gone.
Oh, forget about
it's
it.
It's gone, guys.
Forget about it. Tiffany said a griddle and frosted beer mugs. That's not bad.
Nice.
That's not bad. Those you were supposed should you put those in the freezer for frosted beer mugs?
How do they stay frosty?
Kristen said Ziploc bags and lunch boxes.
Nice. She's got kids, for sure.
Yeah,
or she's a drug dealer.
Either one. Why do you have so many little bags in here? Carrie said all the snacks. Oh, that's another good spot. For snacks is on top of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Kids can't get it.
Yeah, put it up there. Kind of out of sight, out of mind. But you know where they're at. We'll take a quick break after we read Matt. So a burglar breaks into your home, only wants the stuff on top of your fridge. Matt says, my bourbon collection. All right.
Ooh.
You got to hide that, man. You got to put that under lock and key, man.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Or just get your own little mini fridge for it, you know?
Perfect. I don't know if you're supposed to chill bourbon, are you? I don't know.
Yeah, you probably can, right?
With the bourbon that I drink, bottom shelf, absolutely. That you can mix with grape juice and for whatever you need to. All right, let's take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. A burglar breaks into your house, only steals the stuff on top of your fridge. What are they getting? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 746, Brock Hunter. Dude, that picture you sent me.
It's going to be a great day.
That picture you sent me is ridiculous.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, what's on top of your fridge? That's insane. Is that a rubber duck?
It's a rubber duck. I took a picture on top of my fridge just because we were talking about it last break. And I'm like, I wonder what's on top of there. It looks like a page from an iSpy book. That's basically what's on top of
There's
my fridge.
There's a rubber duck, some vice grips.
Go ahead.
What is that a can of?
It's a propane, like for lighters. You know how you refill lighters?
You got a couple screwdrivers. There's a remote for a light, it looks like.
Yeah, LED light. No, you see how the rubber ducky is attached to that LED light?
Yeah, oh, my God.
That's for the hot tub. That thing floats around.
Oh, my God.
So what is up there? I haven't looked up there in a while.
I think you probably went of the most random top of your fridge. Anyway, your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Township. A burglar breaks into your home, but they only want the stuff on top of your fridge. What are they getting away with? Let's take a phone call here, see what you got on top of your fridge. WIRX, hello.
Hey, Brock.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Brett. On top of the fridge?
Yeah.
Bananas. Bananas.
Bananas, that's all you have up there?
What the hell do you do with bananas when you buy them from the store?
That's true. You just throw them up there. You don't eat them. That's for damn sure.
Well, they ripen up, and then you make
banana bread?
All kinds of stuff out of them. But,
see, I always forget.
Bananas.
I always forget. I buy them. I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat the hell out of these bananas, and then I forget about them, and then they just turn to mush, and they're not good for anything.
Oh, they are. They're good for quite a few things when they turn to mush. I've got bananas in the I've got two refrigerators over here, and I got bananas in the one. They're green as hell.
Hunter's wife puts bananas in the freezer. What do you think she uses those for?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I've heard the conversations.
All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Yeah, you have a good one.
See ya.
Yeah, who you puts bring up my wife's bananas up?
Bananas in the freezer. That's weird, man.
You know, she does have it. One's just, it's been in there for like 2 years, for God. What are you going to do with that thing? I know what you're going to say. Don't say it.
And what? She's going to make banana bread. Going to make banana bread. Let's take a look at Facebook. So a robber is in your house, only wants the stuff on top of your fridge. What are they getting away with? Patty said cereal and Pop-Tarts. Very nice.
So do people commonly use that space on top of the fridge for storage space? As far as like food and all that?
Look, if I go to someone's house and they don't have stuff on top of their fridge, I don't trust that person. Not one bit.
That's true.
Not one bit. Come on now. You can't tell me that you got enough space in each. You could go to the richest person's house in the world who has like their own chef and all the cabinet space in the world. They're still going to have stuff on top of that fridge. Absolutely.
See, I'm doing it all wrong, though. See, I'm using it for the wrong reasons. I'm using it to hide stuff. People are using it for space. I need to switch that up.
Yeah. Brad said he's got the fly swatter up there.
Oh, yeah. It's a good spot for it.
Yeah. Billy said on top of his fridge, he's got 12 boxes of cereal. Billy, that's too many. That's too many boxes of cereal.
That's half the aisle, man. We got, you know what the problem with that is it's too much deciding for me in the morning. There's 12 boxes. What do I eat?
I mean, do you start at one, or are you going back and forth? Because that's a good way for cereal to go stale, man.
You know? Wow.
I don't know. That's
kind of cereals, I wonder. I wonder what kind of cereals he's got.
12 boxes. I mean, that's half the aisle, isn't it?
He's like, I got everything from Grape Nuts to Captain Crunch. Whatever you want. Come to my house.
Got it all. He's a cereal connoisseur. Let's see. Peggy said she's got wine and Coke Zero on the top of her fridge. Okay.
Nice.
Rebecca's vintage tins, vodka, Bluetooth speaker, and dust bunnies. That's not a bad haul.
No. That's a good place for the speaker, too. You know?
Yeah. Let's see. What else do people got? Blake's a giant bins of cereal. Sadie's got a couple crock pots and three boxes of aluminum foil. Okay.
I did buy the doggy bag of cereal the other day. Wife got pissed.
That's the way.
She's like, what are you, an animal? That's what she said. You an animal.
It's the most efficient and money conscientious way to buy cereal.
Not to mention, when I got home, I didn't realize this about the big bags of cereal. They're resealable now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the problem?
That's the best way to do it. You tell your wife to shut the hell up and eat her frozen banana, all right? Let's see. Macy's got a couple pizza stones and my cat. Does Tito or Taz ever go up on top of the fridge?
For some reason. It's the jungle in the cats. They just love being up high and looking down, perched up. Just looking to murder something.
Let's see. Dawn's got batteries and light bulbs that he's getting.
That's common.
Sean said cereal and 150,000 Orbeez. Orbeez? Is that gum? What?
Oh.
Orbeez?
Yeah, orbits.
Orbits? Orbits? Yeah, maybe that's he's just doing the pluralized version of orbits. Linda said chicken medicine, binoculars, light bulb, batteries, fly swatter, empty refrigerator filter box, and some mosquito repellent. Okay, then.
What was the first one?
Chicken medicine. She must have chickens. What? She must have chickens. Brian said your mom's cookbook on top of his refrigerator, you son of a bitch. Let's end with Diane. So a burglar breaks in your house. He's only stealing the stuff on top of your fridge. What's he getting? Diane said a stuffed dog.
A stuffed dog, huh?
Okay. Now, do you mean like a
taxidermy?
A taxidermy, or is it like a plush, like, teddy, like, you know, stuffed like teddy bear dog deal.
Mm-hmm. No, she's got a stuffed Great Dane.
Just up on top of the fridge.
Standing on top of the fridge.
I could see like a Chihuahua or maybe, you know, like a Pomeranian, something like that. But there ain't no way you're getting anything bigger than a beagle on the top of that fridge. No way.
Diana, is that dog real?
It's a dog. It's a dog head mount. It's a stuffed dog head mount. Like, geez. Yeah, we couldn't afford the whole dog, so we just got the head mounted.
It's terrible.
I do have questions, Diane. I do have questions. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.